Hi, this is Mike. I'm going to be talking. This is the audio commentary for the Bike Bin release. And sitting here in front of my computer in the evening, having a couple of High Life Tall Boys here. I'm going to have another one. I don't know if you actually heard that. We'll see if you got it or not. And just to hopefully lubricate some of my thoughts. While I talk about this concept, or this super-duper musical experience that you will hopefully be experienced, the thing about it is I haven't actually finished the music yet. I would say it's probably about 20% done, so I'm listening to kind of a sketch of the album right now. I like it. Seems to be good. I recorded it pretty much with one of my guitars. Yeah, essentially one guitar. The other guitars are shit, so... no, that's totally untrue. Actually, all my guitars are shit. But I figured, you know, limitations are always better than not having limitations. So it's recorded with one guitar that I've overdubbed and tweaked harshly a zillion times, as well as my voice. Just my voice. I was thinking about maybe incorporating duet, but I don't know if I'm too jazzed about finding somebody else to sing with me, especially sing in the way that I want them to sing, which is essentially crappily. Not crappily, but just with different paramount values associated with a vocal deliverance. Before I start with everything else, and you know, it's already a couple minutes in, but I need to mention the whole process is going to be, okay, the first track of this album is going to be all the music that I did for the 15, 20 minutes. I haven't finished the album yet, so 15, 20 minutes, I'm assuming, something like that. And then second track is going to be me talking, doing this audio commentary. And then the third track is going to be, I'm going to actually send out this audio commentary, but not the music, the audio commentary to a music reviewer, hopefully Chris DeLaurenti, but I haven't asked him yet, and I'm sure he will think this is too lame and uncool for him to do it, because he is the Nietzschean idea of Uberman, Ubermensch. But if he does do it, then what he would do is listen to my audio commentary and then create some kind of audio artifact associated with the commentary. So some kind of response. Yeah, I was thinking it was going to be a review, an audio review that he records, but it could be anything else, whatever he feels like doing. And then I'm going to get it back from him, and then I'm going to fuck it up. I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to remix it, essentially. I'm using probably Ben Hogue's Max program. We're already into the second track and I haven't said anything about the music yet. But you know. But actually, you do know. Already. Beer. So, essentially, after having that audio artifact where I've remixed Chris's... response to my audio commentary, then I'm going to actually send that out to a bunch of possibly interested composers and musicians that I know, or I shouldn't say people that I know, people that I like. Yeah, but nobody wants to, who would want to work with me. We'll see. I'm not going to fail. But what they're going to do is take that remix and then create an audio response to that as well, a commentary in one way or another. And then I'm going to get all that feedback back, maybe like 10, 15 composers throwing it back in my face. And then I'm going to compile all their responses, and then I'm going to jam it all together like this huge peanut butter sandwich. And marshmallows and tripe. I'm hungry, but not that hungry. Obviously not hungry enough to... whatever. I do want to, okay, so that's the whole shtick. The whole product is going to be, first, the music, secondly, my audio commentary, thirdly, the remix commentary or response, audio response from the reviewer, and then lastly, it's going to be people that have never heard the music or the audio commentary that make a response based off the remix of the reviewer's audio artifact. Then I'll remix that. So it's like an abstraction upon abstraction. It's a bastardization of bastardizations until whatever. Until I can, you know, talking about music is like dancing about architecture. You know, because the crazy thing is, I actually like talking about music. I like talking to people, but maybe because I'm not very well educated in music, and I like to hearing what other people have to say. And it's almost to the point that it's more interesting to read or hear what people think about certain things than experiencing the music in and of itself. Even though you kind of need to experience the music just to hear what they're talking about, but the social aspect of music or any arts, performances in general, is or not performances, but any art such, let's say, is what the fuck was I talking about? Yeah, whatever. And we're still on the third piece here. Interestingly enough, this third piece was kind of inspired by something that I did with Corby Sears in the Seattle school. Stuff that we do, it was at a thing called Spin the Bottle, and which is a bunch of a review of a bunch of theatrical performances. And one of the pieces that we did was like this, the concept that we came up with, where the climax, or like the money shot, would be at the beginning of the piece, and then it'd be trailed by this huge, almost annoying denouement. And this is something actually that we revisited at another piece, but obviously it went completely over the heads of the theater people, because it was A, either too abstract, or B, we're idiots, and it's been so done that, you know, we're worthless pieces of shit. Whores upon abstractions, upon pieces of shit, upon whores. I'm thinking the latter, not the former. I'm thinking the latter. Let's see. So, talking a little bit, getting to talking about a little bit about the music. I don't know if this is going to actually be executed correctly, but I'm really trying to avoid overt rhythm and overt use of pitch. We'll see how well I do. You know, oftentimes at the end of, or not the end, or the middle, I just abandon these constructs that you, or limitations that I built for myself. The one guitar, one voice thing has been easy to do because of my limited resources, but these notions of, you know, I don't want to necessarily abandon rhythm or necessarily abandon pitch. That's inherent in every sound that's out there, but I want it to be so that rhythm and or time and pitch are just as inconsequential as how we consider things like currently we consider like a vocal delivery to have we define somebody's performance or musical delivery that is it's associated with the way they distort, or they can use some kind of distortions in their tone, as well as, you know, some dynamic rate concepts. And I'm actually very interested in rates as well, like how fast we use or change dynamics. And I don't know of that many, and once again, this is probably due to my lack of education, but I don't know of that many people that have exploited enough choreographing, or I guess composing, or using notational devices to control rates in pieces. And I think that's interesting to me. at this point. And it's also interesting that things don't necessarily have to be cohesive in the traditional senses of rhythm and pitch melody. And I'm not talking about creating different pitch scales. I'm not talking about like microtonal stuff. I'm not talking about Harry Parch type scales. I'm talking about having a disregard, general disregard, or considering pitch and time and rhythm to be not as important as other delivery aspects of sound. Man, that got boring really quick. Should I talk about the album art? I haven't done the album art. I think it has have something to do with Tacoma, perhaps, or Sardines, bikes, bike bin, a bike bin, probably. Maybe, okay, maybe I should talk about Kool-Aid, because Kool-Aid, I've recently rediscovered Kool-Aid, and although it makes your teeth and lips that color, man, I actually had dreams about Kool-Aid last night. That's because currently I'm single, and I shouldn't say currently, let's say perpetually, and I'm a loser. I'm starting to sound like Carson Daly, kind of. How about the lyrics? Well, how about we talk about the lyrics a little bit, which aren't written yet, but I suppose it's going to be very nice, somewhat sexy, and hopefully coherent. And I do want to have something that's coherent. let me say this, comprehensively consistent aesthetically throughout the rest of the album. Okay, so my time is running short, and I've obviously said stuff that I really have no idea if I've enlightened anybody or even myself, but let's see what becomes of this. All right, bye.